This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, the Minneapolis City Council questions why crime rates have dramatically risen months after voting to dismantle their police department. That story right after this short message.
When it comes to choosing a college, campus visits are important. But 2020 has made it tough to tour your top picks. At Liberty University, we understand, so we offer a variety of visiting opportunities. Tour campus from home with a virtual tour, or visit campus for a few hours for a daily campus tour. Dig a little deeper with Experience LU, a single-day event where you'll tour campus, meet with faculty and staff, and sample on-campus dining locations. Pick your perfect visit by texting VISIT to 49596. Again, that's VISIT to 49596.
Over Memorial Day weekend 2020, there was a police-involved death that has sent shockwaves through the nation. But the aftershocks of that incident is still greatly affecting the city of Minneapolis, even months after the highly public death of George Floyd. Chaos broke out, and a police precinct was even burned to the ground in riots that some called peaceful protests. The crowds of protesters could be heard loudly chanting their demands to abolish the police. Many people believed that it was just an empty platitude and that a major city would never disband their police force. But in July, when 9 council members actually voted to disband their police force, reality set in and the council took several steps towards dismantling the police department and reallocating $1 million from the police department and designated it to hiring violence interrupters who are supposed to defuse potentially violent situations. They promised to dismantle the police department and replace it with the hopes to develop a public safety system that is community-based. In the past 2 months, the city of Minneapolis has seen a drastic increase of violent crime, and on September 15th, the city's elected leaders had a 2-hour virtual council meeting with Police Chief Madeira Arredondo to study the police reforms. The same council members who had voted to disband the police force complained to the chief that their constituents were reporting street racing, brazen daylight carjackings, robberies, assaults, and shootings. And the council was demanding to know what Chief Arredondo and his department were going to do about it and placing the blame for the crime spree on the police. Newly elected council member from Ward 6, Jamal Osman, said that he has been inundated with complaints from residents that calls for the police aren't being answered. Osman said that this is the only public safety option that they have at the moment, is the Minneapolis Police Department. They rely on the MPD, and they are saying that they are nowhere to be seen. According to crime statistics, in all 12 months of 2019, the city had 48 killings. 9 months into 2020, there are 59 so far. And 400 people have been shot. Property crimes, burglaries, and arsons have risen as well. This year, around 100 officers, more than double the usual number, have left the force, either through early retirement or quitting outright. Councilmember and first openly transgendered man to be elected in public office in the United States, Philippe Cunningham, said at the end of the meeting that leaning into what we've done is not going to produce a different outcome. Cunningham went on saying that our system as is not keeping our city safe. And later said that, what I am flabbergasted by right now is colleagues who, a very short time ago, were calling for abolition, are now suggesting we should be putting more resources and funding into MPD. In Proverbs chapter 29, it says that the righteous considers the cause of the poor, but the wicked does not understand such knowledge. Scoffers set a city aflame, but wise men turn away wrath. If a wise man contends with a foolish man, whether the fool rages or laughs, there is no peace. Let's pray that the wise men will rise up, turn away the wrath, and lead this city, and that the scoffers will no longer set the city aflame. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from each other's journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, one story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.